everybody is debating this as, are you for the mullahs or are you for regime change? You have to look at all of this in the history of it, and the neocons in 9/11 saying they were going to regime change seven countries and use 9/11 as the pretext.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran." I said, "Is it classified?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Well, don't show it to me." Were we to get out early, we'd be intensifying the threat against us of a super powerful Sunni extremist group, which was now legitimated by overt Saudi funding in an effort to hang on to a toehold inside Iraq and block Iranian expansionism.
And it wasn't just Wesley Clark releasing classified info. They said the Project for New American Century a year before 9/11 that they needed a big attack to be able to do this. And so I don't like the mullahs. I don't like their dictatorship, but this is not America first. So I've got a lot of the folks out there that don't like Iran because they blew up the Marine base and all the rest of it and attacked Israel. I don't like the Iranian leadership either. Neither does their population. They're very unpopular. Even Eric Prince, he's looked at the different ethnic and religious groups there. There's a very good chance this is going to be a civil war. We can be sucked into a new Vietnam. And that's if we're successful getting rid of the mullahs. So it's a real roll of the dice. But no one can deny that this is an extremely bold move by Trump. And Trump said, if they're going to get a nuke, I'm going to go in and stop them. Now, here's the big story. And I told you this at least 15 years ago, and then I talked to my other Pentagon sources, and they said, "Yeah, that's true, and you shouldn't know that." But they have cars, vans, taxi cabs, you name it, that the West has in Iran that drive around that have sensors on them that scoop up the air, and then they send it back and have it tested. And 15, 16 years ago, they were driving around the enrichment centers, so they stick them out in the middle of nowhere trying to keep away from that, but they can also follow vehicles that are transporting it, and they picked up heavily enriched uranium from the centrifuges. So when you hear Israel saying for 20 years, they're 2 weeks from a nuke, that's because they have been. Now, just because that's true doesn't mean Israel has a right to strike them. We're going to attack North Korea because they have nukes? I want to be clear. Iran is trying to get a weapons program. They refuse the peaceful program and the free fuel to build power reactors. They don't need reactors. They are full of oil and gas. So it is true that they've been pursuing a nuclear program. I don't believe you have a right to attack them just because of that. Can Iran attack Israel because they've got nukes? Now, here's the headline, and this is officially on the Iranian news channels. Iran needs only 1 week to conduct a nuclear test, says member of Iranian Security Committee, their Security Council, and a high-level member of parliament. There's a bunch of statements by the council. We can have a bomb in 1 hour. We can have a bomb in 1 day. We can have a nuclear test within 1 week. And Iran could test a nuke and show everybody. And, we've had Witkoff saying this earlier in the week. And the bigger deal is they have the delivery systems now with their medium-range ballistic missiles. Now, when I state those facts, people go, "Oh my God, you agree with Israeli propaganda." Not everything Israel says is a lie. Now Iran says they're 1 week away from being able to test one. And I predict it because that's the obvious move to say, "Hey, we got nukes. Okay, we got nukes." Because they look at North Korea and others that have nukes that don't get attacked. So this is a big deal.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's amazing to get to come to y'all with good news. All right. There's been a lot of blackpilling here, of course. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins here hosting the American Journal, really having a good time bringing in the morning with y'all. But there's been a lot of negativity, has there not been?
Now
we got a peace deal on the table.
Yeah, we got a peace deal. It's very interesting. I'm not sure whether it's going to stick. It could stick.
Right. We'll discuss that today.
We will discuss that today. There's a lot that's been happening. I mean, just over the last 24 hours, I mean, you had everything from the Iran state asking people to come to the streets to protect the power plants.
Yes, and yes.
Then you had people lined up by the droves, and then you have Israel still getting attacked. And there's a lot of things happening all at once. And so this morning, we're going to give you guys a breakdown to the best of our ability of what's happening and sift through all the noise.
Sure. Let's go ahead and pull up the Trump tweet. I'm going to go ahead and read this, and then we're going to get into the Iranian statements as well. Keep in mind, there was a doomsday ultimatum. He was going to send them back to the Stone Age. It would be the end of their civilization. All of these things that he was saying, if they didn't come up with a deal by 8 o'clock at night. I don't think he really wanted to attack.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you really think he was bluffing?
No. I think this is a classic case of Taco Trump, and I think he was looking for an off ramp, and I think he finally found one. Thank God.
I was leaning towards what you're saying there, but I was like, there is an ounce of me that feels like he's crazy enough to do this because of the condition that he's in.
Sure. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and read this, and then I'm gonna get into why like there's still a massive problem with this, and it's actually not America's fault this time. I'm not gonna rag on Trump. It's Netanyahu's fault. Let me go ahead and read this. Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran and subject the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing or subject to the subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I will stop the bombing for 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we already have met and exceeded all military objectives, whatever that means, and are very far along with the definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate. Okay, so break that down for people, because that explain that nothing's set in stone here.
Yeah, nothing's set in stone. This agreement is between the U.S. and Iran, not Israel and Iran. And that was the thing that was confusing me the entire time over the last 24 hours, because I've been tracking this overnight. I've been tracking it this morning.
Sure.
And, you know, you see the reports of missiles still flying over Tel Aviv and the alarms. I'm like, wait, is this not all together?
Well, let's think about it for a second.
Yeah.
So let's think about Trump saying we've succeeded in fulfilling all the objectives. Keep in mind the U.S. stated goal for being in this war. There's been a lot of different reasons they've thrown out there. Especially my favorite is that we've been at war with them since 1979. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to invade. But it's always been about the nuclear threat.
Yeah,
right. It's always been about the nukes. We don't want them to have the enriched uranium, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? We're going to go over the deal. There's no mention of the enriched uranium. OK, or at least they're going to be able to enrich it at some level. So
yes.
Americans have died. Thousands of civilians have died. This war of aggression that we started, we can't fulfill that objective. But maybe we can get some sort of deal where they're willing to come down to some sort of percentage. I'll tell you what they're not going to budge on at all. The ballistic missile program.
No. Also, this is from him this morning.
Oh, no. We got breaking news.
A country supplying military weapons to Iran will be immediately tariffed. on and only goods sold to the United States of America, 50% effective immediately. There will be no exclusions or exemptions.
Ooh, President DJ. China and Russia are so scared.
6:30.
They're terrified. Well, the thing is Iran has its own military infrastructure because they've been sanctioned forever.
Hold on. I thought the Supreme Court knocked down his ability to use tariffs. What happened to that?
There's some sort of loophole around it where he can still do it in a different way. It's all – I don't pretend to be a lawyer, you know. Okay. Like God knows what happens in those courts.
Wow.
No, we can't even begin to understand.
Yeah, so that's breaking as of this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to read it. Okay, a big day for world peace. Iran wants it to happen. They've had enough. Likewise, so has everybody else. The United States of America will be helping with the traffic buildup in the Strait of Hormuz. There will be a lot of positive action. Big money will be made. I mean, it's gross, man. Iran can start the reconstruction process. We'll be loading up with supplies of all kinds and just hanging around, in quotation. It's okay. In order to make sure that everything goes well, I feel confident that it will, just like we're experiencing in the U.S., this could be the golden age. We hope so. We hope so. I don't want to be too negative, right?
Like, I don't want to be too negative.
Maybe this is a magical turnaround point.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to break down everything. We've got what the Iranians are saying, what the United States' official position is. The thing is people on the Iranian side and people who support the Iran side are like, oh, the U.S. is lost and there's propaganda on both sides is what I'm realizing here.
Well,
I don't think Trump has fully succeeded on the 10-point peace plan that they've proposed. It's not even a peace plan because there's some things in there that I'm like, there's no way we would agree to this. One of those being complete removal of the United States from the region.
Yeah,
I don't see how that happens.
I don't think that they're actually going to angle for that. What they're going to do is I think they're just going to continue to hit the Gulf nations instead of hitting the military bases. And they're going to make them leave through another means.
Yeah,
that's what I see there. And, you know, people are really celebrating this online as they should. Like, this is a great thing. But a lot of people are saying now because of the peace deal or peace plan that this entire war has been worth it. Mm. What was achieved? I want to go ahead and read the Iran's 10-point peace plan. This is the Midas Touch article if you want to do overhead shot. Iran's 10-point peace plan. Number one, guarantee that Iran will not be attacked again. So that's some sort of security guarantee that includes – it's got to include another nation like Russia, China, India, one of these big countries in Pakistan, one of these countries in the region. Number two, permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire after the 2 weeks. Three, this is the big one, okay? End to Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Okay, 1.2 million people
though.
Displaced. Yeah. Number four, lifting of all U.S. sanctions on Iran. That's massive. Five, end all regional fighting against Iranian allies. So, I don't see how Trump agrees to this. You know, like that's Hamas and Hezbollah, and we know how Trump feels about them.
Yep. Keep going.
Iran would reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iran would impose a $2 million fee per ship.
Real. Seven can't.
No, I heard Simon Dixon break it down on the space. And
are you kidding me?
Actually, no, I heard Gary Cardone break it down on the space, and he said, like, that's basically like $2 a barrel tax because these super tankers, they carry like a million barrels.
Yeah, but
or whatever.
But here's the problem, and I do have that article on it, but the Strait is supposed to be one of those things where it's international waters and no one owns that region. People should be able to travel freely.
Sure, but there's like they're pointing at it and going like, look, like the Suez Canal, Panama Canal, they charge fees. Like Egypt charges a fee, like per example. So now we want to charge a fee as well.
No, and I get that. But like they're not the only ones. Like there's two sides to it.
It's true.
So it's
true.
Not like I know Iran is in a power position, but Oman is there.
Number eight, Iran would split the fees with Oman.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes like it's more of a regional power block thing, as to say, like United States, Israel, you do not control this region. We're actually the people here.
They're trying to fluff their feathers.
Yeah, and it's also them being friendly to Oman. Number nine, Iran would establish rules for safe passage through Hormuz. Number 10, so that means they're going to keep it under military occupation.
Mm.
So like they're gonna have checkpoint there. Number 10, Iran would use Hormuz fees for reconstruction instead of reparations.
Okay.
So instead of the U.S. having to pay,
it is a long term gain for them to do that, right?
Sure.
Because if they get reparations, that's something. But this can last for generations if they're able to do it. I don't. How do you feel about this 10-point peace plan?
Well, I mean, I think that parts of this are extremely unlikely. Parts of it have already been violated. It just depends on, like, here's the thing, we talk about it a lot. I'm sure the Iranians want this to stop at some level, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing is, like, we had Suleiman on, and he's like, it's just like Ukraine, like fight the last Ukrainian type of thing, where it's a rally around the flag effect. We get that, but ultimately they do want, you know, they do want to have a country. So
no, and I believe they should have sovereignty. I think they should have the right to defend themselves. I think they should have the right to trade in the sanctions. It's just, again, I don't want them to get to the point where they feel like, oh, we're the big dog in the region and we can just start bullying people around, because that's what I'm also afraid of.
Well, the problem is that we've led by a really bad example, and Iran is kind of like, you know, I'm not denigrating the people there, but it's kind of like a medically antibiotic resistant organism.
Yeah.
Right. And like all our tools, which is like the soft power, the sanctions and whatever, we're like, oh, we'll sanction you if you give military aid to Iran. Well, we've been sanctioning Iran for 2+ decades, 3+ decades, 4+ decades. They've learned how to do this stuff by themselves.
Right.
So it's a situation where the usual tools of America that might work on like a Russia, might work on like a EU, might work on a Latin American country. It's just like the Iranians are like, brother, what is this? Like, it doesn't apply.
No, you're right.
Sure.
And here's the thing. I think I'm just trying to look at the long-term implications. I think what Trump wanted to do, once they took the civilians and they plopped them there,
right?
I think it put him between a rock and a hard place, because they're not going to bomb infrastructure.
I don't think he wanted to do that.
I don't think he knew the implications, right?
Do we want to throw that up there?
Yeah, we can go. That would be, I added that last second. I think that's like clip number 5, if we have that. Okay, no worries. That's
fine. But what you're talking about here is like the Iranian like families and children went out to the infrastructure,
yeah,
and like linked hands around.
The state news asked for them to come to the streets, defend your country, nationalism. We saw that there. And then people actually took that action, right?
Right.
I mean, Iran has a strong sense of nationalism. But what I was going with was, I think we got to the point where Trump saw that happen. I don't think he expected that to happen. And he took this as a temporary off ramp, but I don't think,
what's going on with the Hebrew in my ear?
Yeah.
Is this Netanyahu telling me what to do?
Oh, no. It's the video itself.
Oh, I got
yeah.
You.
But it's not on the screen.
All right, we go ahead.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's an off ramp for him to just get off of the conflict.
Sure.
And he's still going to have that 10-day war.
I yeah. Mean,
they're still going to go through the 10-day. I got noise in my
ear. Yeah, we got feedback in our ears, guys. Yeah. But it's all good. So, yeah, the thing we got to keep in mind here is the Israeli occupation of Lebanon and the Greater Israel Project. And all this is fine and dandy, and all this is wonderful. But until America actually asserts some willpower here, until America actually has some sort of courage and says no to Israel in the region, and all you got to do is stop. Okay, like we're not asking for the dissolution of the state or anything. All you have to do is not invade southern Lebanon. I don't think that's that big of an ask for peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, but what I mean, with Bibi at the head there, he's got his own issues, right?
Sure.
So he's not going to concede on the whole Lebanon, because here's the thing. Remember, we'll play those in a second, but Bibi looks at this as survival as well, because they have been going back and forth for a very long time, and I don't think he's going to concede on this one.
Yeah, but he has to. I think so.
I agree.
What happens? Like, do you just get to stay in government forever and be the emperor of the Middle East?
No, I think he's out after the region quiets down or calms down, which he doesn't want to happen. It's kind of like how Zelensky just wants the war to keep going
yes.
on so he doesn't get impeached.
No, it's like Looney Tunes. Like, they run around with like a giant bomb. You know, like they're carrying a giant bomb with a huge fuse and like it's like carrying it around.
Like, you can't get me.
Yeah, it's like Tom and Jerry level stuff. I want to go ahead and read a little bit of the Iranian statement in response to Trump's apparent capitulation. This is a statement by Iran's Supreme National Security Council on the 2 weeks negotiation conditions. With this strategy and relying on the unprecedented political and social unity that have been created in the country, Iran and the resistance began one of the heaviest combined battles in history with America and the Zionist regime. And during this time, they achieved all the goals they had planned for this battle. Iran and the resistance almost completely destroyed the American military machine in the region, dealt crushing and deep blows to the massive infrastructure and facilities that the enemy had built and deployed in the region over years of war with Iran, inflicted massive casualties on the criminal American army on a regional scale, inflicted devastating and crushing blows on the enemy's forces, infrastructure, facilities and assets inside the occupied territories, and narrowed the field on all fronts to the enemy to such an extent that not only were none of the enemy's main goals achieved, but the enemy realized about 10 days after the start of the war that it would not be able to win the war in any way. And for this reason, it began trying to communicate with Iran through various channels and methods and requested ceasefire. The noble nation of Iran should know that thanks to the struggle of its children and their historical presence on the scene, the enemy has been begging for more than a month to stop the fierce fire of Iran and the resistance with the country's officials, because it was decided from the very beginning the war would continue until the goals were achieved, including the enemy's regret and despair and the removal of long-term threat to the country, responded negatively to all American requests, and the war has continued until today, which is the 40th day. Iran has also rejected the deadlines presented by the U.S. president several times and continues to emphasize that it does not attach any importance to any kind of deadline from the enemy. We now give the great nation of Iran the good news that almost all the objectives of the war have been achieved, and that your brave sons have fought the enemy to a historic impotence and a lasting defeat. Damn. The historic decision of Iran, which enjoys the unified support of the entire nation, is to continue this battle for as long as necessary until the great achievements are consolidated and new security and political equations are created in the region based on the acceptance of the power and sovereignty of Iran and the resistance. Regional power.
Regional power. Is that what they're saying?
That's basically what this is talking about.
It's very interesting for me to see these things because both countries have to position themselves as strong,
sure,
and not weak.
Sure.
So, like, this is a
Trump's propaganda. This is propaganda. This is I just read you a bunch of propaganda.
Yeah, you just read a bunch of propaganda.
It's
the
news as well.
Right. But, like, we've entered a new generation of warfare. Like, think about it. We didn't have social media to the extent that we do right now,
sure,
in the previous wars, yeah, or conflicts that we've ever had. So now we're kind of seeing like new levels, new like political commentary, new jokes, new like
it's info war.
Info war. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
And you see how ahead of the curve this entire operation is, because my dad was talking about all this stuff 30 years ago. And this is why the internet is just a double-edged sword. It's amazing because you can empower yourself. You can learn about anything for free, blah, blah, blah. But also, you know, big government, psyops, intelligence agencies, they all use it, you know, to push these narratives on us. And the militaries and governments do, the presidents and governments do.
Yep.
They know, like, they're trying to program you through that channel.
Right. But this time is a little bit different because information is very hard for them to control. Imagine living back like 30 years ago where you got all of your news from,
sure,
like a newspaper, or you got all of your news from an actual like video on TV,
sure,
where you had to go to the news channel. At that point, imagine what people are thinking there. And they're like, it's an echo chamber. It's a real echo chamber at that time period.
Sure.
Now you get a little bit discernment, but I'm still seeing people believe propaganda on both sides. And they're not asking critical questions of like, okay, where are the nuances here? Now,
that's such a great point, because people, you're just right. I'll let you continue. They don't ask questions at all.
No,
go ahead.
They don't.
It's a headline. It's it.
Well, I mean, look, I as soon as the 10-point peace plan came out and Trump agrees, you got to read the words that he said. What was the exact wording? He said, agreeable terms that we can work with or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
We received a 10-point peace proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate.
Right. So the word workable basis does not mean that they agree to everything that is in there.
Right.
And so then you just look at one side and they're like, America lost. Trump conceded. Right. Iran is the winner and the victor. No. It's not that simple. Right. It's not that simple. But I wanted to go back to that clip before we come to break, is the video of them calling for the Iranian people to rally. Yeah, the state TV. This is a level of them galvanizing the people together. And probably mute the audio and we'll just read the subtitles because it's in.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not in English. Go ahead and roll that if you guys have it. Number 5, I think.
Tomorrow around the country, power plants, young human chain circles will be formed. Ali Rami, the Secretary of Supreme Youth Council, after suggestions from the people, has invited creative, athletic, and cultural faces to join this human chain near power plants at 2 p.m. I invite all the youth, athletes, artists, students, faculties. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 2 p.m.
And that's good enough.
To be at near power plants, which are investments regarding of political beliefs. Read a little bit more. Gather around. These are our wealth and belongings. Okay, cut back to us. And do we have the video of them actually doing
it? Yeah, we have the video. That's number 6. You can go ahead and play the response. People took it serious.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get Americans to, you know, maybe surround the McDonald's to prevent it from being destroyed.
Now, but you know what? I think about it. If it was our country being attacked, it wouldn't matter which side of the aisle you were on. People would rally. I mean, there's still a sense of nationalism at the end of the day here.
Sure. Well, it's different because the United States government, what it engages in is terrorism. Okay, so like these people going out there, oh, it's so crazy, they're surrounding the power plant. Well, the power plant shouldn't be getting hit anyway.
Yeah.
Like it really is cause and effect. You have the response from the theocratic regime, which is a response to the evil empire. So like it's really gross.
Yeah, so and I'm not going to turn this into a debate. The word, like, I'm seeing people throw the word terrorism a lot, and I know, like, we're looking at the textbook definition of like what that means. I don't condone the things that we're doing. I don't think we should have been doing the double tap on the school and those types of things. But like, you know, we're making the word tied to something that's like extremism. And I know Trump is pretty extreme right now.
Terrorism is military action or like criminal military action to like enforce, like to try to like get a population to comply with something through fear.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that,
and
that's what attacking infrastructure
is. But countries have done this forever on both sides, no matter which country you looked at. Like, terrorism is just kind of like the extreme end of it. Like, I know
I view targeting civilians as terrorism. Like, deliberately targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure is terrorism. Like, when they blow up that bridge, if there are Iranian tanks going across that bridge, if there's an army going across that bridge, that's a legitimate target. Yeah. But just because something might happen in the future because we say so doesn't give us the reason to commit murder. And that's just my position.
No, and I agree with
you. The Geneva suggestion, perhaps?
Yeah, no, and I agree with you on that. It's just, I don't want us to get so far here in America that we're like, we're anti-war, we're anti-against the things that we're doing, but I don't hate my country. And so the rhetoric starts coming out almost swings the pendulum too far. That's the problem that's happening in society. We're swinging the pendulum to extremes back and forth.
I'm pretty tired of the government, to be honest with you. But I love my country. And this is the thing. Like, we're talking about the military. We're never talking about the people that are actually serving, actually involved. It's just the thing is, it's a tool of the country. It's Uncle Sam's tool. It's Uncle Sam who uses it. So that's who you got to criticize. We're going to be right back. We got more news and breaking information. Got a phenomenal deep dive. One of my favorites, talking about the African gold trade and precious metals and all of it. Going to be getting into that.
Yeah, Democratic Republic of the Congo. A lot of stuff happening. These are stories that are underreported. We're going to be covering that because a lot of the stuff gets covered from Iran, and it is something that's actively ongoing.
It's another example of America helping out. Okay, and we're going to get into Uncle Sam helping out. We also got Amy Dangerfield, joining us here in the third hour. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. I want to let you know right now, thealexjonesstore.com, your place to get all the best vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, anything you need. We love you. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, going to be back here in a second.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it and you like it and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high quality private label, top selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to the oliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I want to remind you guys how grateful we are to have you joining us here on the network today. We love doing the American Journal. The American Journal, it's our final week here on Friday, so these shows mean a lot to us. Rex Jones here with Tim Tompkins. We're getting into all the latest news. We've got something breaking right now. Tim, what's going on?
Yeah, so Pentagon did a briefing this morning, folks.
Ooh,
this is
Admiral Drunkie.
Yeah, Pete Hegseth is out there giving the press briefing. That happened at, I think, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to go and play this clip. It's the first that we've heard out of the government. So let's go ahead and roll a little bit of that, and we'll do some commentary on it after.
Chance of death to America, targeting our people, killing Americans, lying and blackmailing their way toward a nuclear weapon, so they thought. No longer. Not on our watch. Other presidents marked time and kicked the can down the road. President Trump made history. From the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani, to tearing up the disastrous Obama-Iran deal, to the precision campaign that obliterated Iran's nuclear sites in Operation Midnight Hammer, to the decisive military victory we just achieved in Operation Epic Fury. No other president has shown the courage and resolve of this commander-in-chief. President Trump forged this moment. Iran begged for this ceasefire, and we all know it. As the president truthed this morning, a big day for world peace.
He's kind of talking a little weird.
Iran wants it to happen.
This is real.
They've had enough. Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory. By any measure, Epic Fury decimated Iran's military and rendered it combat ineffective for years to come. You see, in less than 40 days, one of our combatant commands, Central Command, CENTCOM, using less than 10% of America's total combat power, dismantled one of the world's largest militaries. The world's leading state sponsor of terrorism proved utterly incapable of defending itself.
All right, pause it.
Its people or its territory.
Pause it. We got to pause it. Okay, so it proved utterly incapable of defending itself. Okay, what about the dead Americans? What about the plane that got shot down? What about why the war stopped? Because I thought we were going to win this 24, 48 hours. Okay? Well, I mean, clearly, that's a lie.
No, it's a lie. I mean, remember, we read this is the U.S.'s response. Then we read Iran's response. They both have high levels of propaganda. He said Iran begged for this deal, right? But then Iran is also saying, no, America was on its hands and knees and asked us to come to the negotiation table. But we decided, we'll let this happen. I mean, like, this is what's happening on both sides. And so you guys should not be pray fall to like the propaganda on either side here. Okay.
Sure.
Each side wants to make themselves feel like they're doing better than they actually are. Because if we look at the facts, we've suffered significantly in terms of the billions of dollars that we've lost. Also the strait being closed and the economic damage that's happened there. But Iran has actually had a ton of its military decimated in terms of its assets.
Sure.
It's going to be dealing with those impacts for a very long time as well. So they've both clobbered each other over the head at this point.
All right, we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
We untied just a fraction of our strength, and Iran suffered a devastating military defeat. Together with our Israeli partners, America's military achieved every single objective on plan, on schedule, exactly as laid out from day one. Iran's Navy is at the bottom of the sea. Whether it's the Soleimani class, their frigate class, their prized drone aircraft carriers, submarines, mine layers, sunk. Iran's Air Force has been wiped out. Iran no longer has an air defense, any sort of a comprehensive air defense system. We own their skies. Their missile program is functionally destroyed. Launchers, production facilities, and existing stockpiles depleted and decimated. And almost completely ineffective. Iran shot hundreds and hundreds of missiles and one-way attack drones at our aircraft carrier. They were obsessed with it, and they never got even close. Every single one of those shots easily shot down miles and miles away from the Abe Lincoln. They were blowing ammo.
Do you actually? I thought it got hit or some damage that put it out of commission. Was it the fire or was it? Was that an excuse? Remember there was a fire?
Tim, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Of course, you're correct. Of course, you're correct. They're gaslighting. Wow. Go back
to it. You can go back.
Fantasy land. Contrast that with most significantly, in last night's wave of more than 800 strikes, we finished completely destroying Iran's defense industrial base, a core pillar of our mission objective. What little they have left buried in bunkers is all they will have. They can still shoot, we know that. Their command and control is so decimated they can't really talk and coordinate, so they still may shoot here and there, but that would be very, very unwise. But they can no longer build missiles, build rockets, build launchers, or build UAVs. Their factories have been razed to the ground, set back in historic fashion. You see, had Iran refused our terms, The next targets would have been their power plants, their bridges,
war crime,
and
war crime.
Oil and energy infrastructure. Targets they could not defend and could not realistically rebuild. It would have taken them decades.
Pause
and
it.
We were locked and loaded.
Okay, the same is true for all the Gulf countries, right? So, we could do this and bomb them back to the Stone Age. They could do that to global energy infrastructure forever. Yeah. Okay, it's like, their goathood is over there. You know, they're a bunch of retards, a bunch of inbred-y married his sister. Come on! And it's like, no. Have you seen the Shahid? Have you seen what these drones are able to do?
No, they would be capable. And here's the thing. Not everybody shows the ace up their sleeve.
Sure.
So they probably have capacity to do just as much damage in certain aspects. And we don't want that. And that's what I was afraid of.
Sure.
And I see a lot of people warmongering online, and you got the Mark Levin's arguing, I'm not a warmonger.
Yes, you are. I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, yes, you are. Here's the thing. Escalation is going to end badly for everybody. And we've been seeing this thing play out. If we were to bomb the infrastructure, it's still on the table. I kid you not. I guarantee you, even after 2 weeks, Rex, we're going to be back into this conflict. That is my prediction.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to be the case. We want to be proven wrong, but
I think he took the easy way off because you had all the civilians. But that 2 week mark hits.
We got Mark Levin saying these 10 points are an absolute disaster. That's how you know it's a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, look, could we play the clip of him?
Yes.
Sorry, it's right above the Pentagon briefing. It's I'm not a warmonger. That's him. And I've seen him in videos prior to saying some completely outlandish things.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah,
you're all good.
So, I mean, look, what do you think when you see Pete up there signaling?
He's tap dancing. He's doing the tap dance. I think he's doing as good a job as he could be expected to do. But ultimately, when this is looked back in like the months and years and decades to follow, they're going to look at this administration as a total clown college. But like this did not work out well.
Well, here's the thing that I'm thinking right now. After this administration and the previous one, it's going to be very hard for Americans to ever believe anything that comes out of the government's mouth.
Right.
Because you just look at, people are keeping the receipts. You just go on X. People are making montages of people saying one thing and then a previous statement they've made in the past. And it's very easy for people to line that up. Whereas 20 years ago, people weren't doing that and they weren't as chronically on the internet. So a lot of stuff just got forgotten.
Yeah, but I think that's fair to say. Let's go to the Levin clip now.
I trust President Trump. I know his heart. I know he wants to do the right thing. I know he has Lilliputians who are telling him to do something else. I know he has other advisors telling him to do something else. He's the most understanding, competent of the bunch. And he's the president of the United States. And his instincts are very, very good.
I love his instincts.
But I would say this enemy is still the enemy. They're still surviving. Their military may be destroyed, but the communist Chinese will still help them. The Russians will still help them to rebuild. And so this thing's not over. And it's not that I'm a warmonger. It's that they're a warmonger. It's not that I'm an interventionist. They're an interventionist.
Well, you see, Rex, sometimes I get the knee pads out.
That's right.
I gotta say, I just love President Trump. I just wake up every morning and I just pray to God, you bless Trump.
No. You haven't misunderstood. Trump's the bottom. Trump puts on the knee pad. Okay? So, you got it all messed up, my friend. You don't see what's really... Like, that's the brain. That's like Plankton driving SpongeBob. Like, that's literally the brain right there. And look at that. That's art.
There's Laura Loomer lurking in the corner.
There's
there.
Loomer. You got Misfit Patriot. You got Lindsey Graham whispering in the ear. Then you got Levin. Ooh.
We could do Iwo Jima, President Trump.
That's right. We could do this. I'm so glad that it looks like he didn't listen to Lindsey Graham. Aren't you?
I'm so glad.
And here's the thing. I can strictly be a war criminal, But, like, kudos to you, feather in your cap. Just please, like, just no more of this,
well,
please.
They, here, what started scaring me is when they started firing everybody, which made me believe that every single person right. that got fired was somebody who was going against the narrative or just
yeah, not wanting the expansion of the war.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you think that the people who are now in position, even after this 2 weeks, are going to make the right choices?
That's a tough question, man. I don't know. I don't know. We could be looking at just a delayed reaction, you know, and that's still happening. And that's what we're worried about.
Well, if you don't have Israel coming to the table with Iran and Lebanon, then there's no way that after this whole conflict it ends, because if they're still lobbing missiles, Israel's going to be like, help us, help right. us.
Well, let's say they reach some sort of theoretical peace deal. What counts as a violation of that deal if they're using American munitions to bomb Lebanon, if they're using American munitions to do these, or strike Iran, God knows what. The Israelis might just feel like they can continue to do stuff. And they're going to be able to drag us back in just like the first time.
Right. Yeah.
But I think in the Iranian statement, they say they figured out it wouldn't work after 10 days. I think that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't work. You can't bomb a country of 92 million people into submission.
No, you can't. And then we've got also videos of, like, what, Jesse Waters. We never played that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Let's go to clip one.
Let's go to clip one, because Jesse
Waters.
He's
talking about the ceasefire here.
You know how he loves his war videos, man.
He does crazy, cool propaganda. Okay. He's talented at doing it. We're going to watch Jesse Waters now. It's clip one.
Trump just got Iran to cry uncle. They've been calling him crazy for making threats, but guess the threats worked. The strait's on its way to being opened, and Iran's promising to stop firing missiles and drones. The next 24 hours will be the test. If oil tankers start sailing through, we're on our way to officially ending this and hitting the president's six-week time frame. If they play games, back to bridge and power plant day. The mullahs should know better. Their economy's in a depression. Heavy industry like steel, petrochemicals, and their military-industrial complex have been obliterated.
All right, pause it.
People were already taking to the...
You see how this is literally the mafia?
Yeah, people are
going to make a deal with you, but you know, we got to figure out during this critical period, it's still going to be, you know, burn down your shop day if you don't like get in bed with us.
Well, what I was going to say about Jesse Waters is I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but remember when Tucker Carlson was on the network, I used to look at him almost like you look at Jesse Waters and how he just like has the puppet. Like, I love New Tucker, right? Because he's out of that system where they make you.
Sure.
So do you think that Jesse Waters would ever, like, if he ever left Fox, would he ever have like some more moderate positions, or do you think
Jesse
he's always-
Waters is a political mercenary? I used to listen to Jesse Waters do man on the street interviews. He used to be like Tucker's guy, and they would do like a 20-minute correspondent report where he would be on the street. What do you think of the hot dog? And then like that would be the question. And now he's kind of taken Tucker's spot.
Yeah,
he's like he's that kind
he
of
is that guy.
He's that edgy kind of Jon Stewart type of dude. I mean, maybe he's going to stay at Fox. Like that guy's a Fox News creation.
No, you're so, right.
There you go.
But I love what Tucker's doing. And then I know we
got more.
What?
We got more of the clip.
Oh, we do? That's
yeah.
not over?
Yeah, well, let's play a little
oh,
bit
let's
more
keep watching it.
Economic crisis, and now it's 10 times worse. All morning, we were peppering their crown jewel, Karg Island. That's something Iran can't afford to lose. And our B-52s are already on their way to theater today, but Iran
Hell
had no
yeah.
choice. Look the New York Times thing, is also reporting China begged the Iranians to take the deal, saying their economy couldn't take it anymore. The regime was backed into a corner. And the president believed that sending in soldiers to open up the strait and seize Karg wouldn't be wise and was a last resort.
Pause it.
So what's next? 2 weeks of peace talks.
Okay, so keep in mind, we don't want this to happen. When I say this, I really don't want this to happen. 2 weeks go by. This all doesn't work out. What are clips gonna look like? You know, like, oh, it's a last resort. We look like a bad idea to do this. When he does it, they'll be like, oh, it's great. They'll be like, oh, it's the most fantastic thing you've ever seen. Whereas we don't want it to happen anyway. So whether it happens or doesn't happen, we're just saying good. Like, just please just don't happen, period. You know?
Well, that's why independent needs to continue, because this is a dying brand.
Yes.
I don't think people can keep subscribing to
literally a dying brand.
Yeah. You can just hear the rhetoric. You can hear the spin on it. And I'm going to say the same thing. I go on CNN and it's the same crap. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're like,
Trump is the worst man in the world, and we hate him, and America is this, and America is that, and it's like liberal and transgender. It's like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, let's cover the real news without adding these spins. Like, why are the spins necessary? Well, I've just thought about, like, why do they feel the need to do that?
A lot of people don't get excited by information. A lot of people get excited by feeling like they have some sort of relationship with the political figure that they're a fan of. Right. So the spin is kind of like the flavor that you ascribe to whatever political faction or party or person that you're loyal to. Right. So that's what the spin is, because the spin benefits either the government or a political party or whatever. You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Whereas like a show like this, where like I might have strong opinions, I have ideology I stick to, you have ideology you stick to. Maybe we have loyalties there. We don't have loyalties based with people.
No.
Come on. And ridiculous.
No, and the best part about InfoWars, and this is me coming from the outside now coming
tell
them, in.
Tell them about it.
There is nobody that comes in, tells you what to do, what to say, how you need to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you come in and it's like, okay, you report on what you want to do.
That's right.
And how you want to spin it. And then, you know, the audience can judge based off of that. You
right.
know, there's no yes men running around here. Everyone has their own independent thought. And that is the exact ideology that I see that's why your father created this.
You think about it. Right. And we literally come in here and do a phenomenal 3-hour show for you guys. Someone like Jesse Waters, someone like Laura Ingraham, someone like a Sean Hannity, they have like 20 writers. They have like 20 interns that like run around for them. They probably like attack them with chains and stuff. Like God knows how they treat these people. Okay. Like Roger Ailes at Fox News was like apparently allegedly throwing women out of windows. So that's a joke. That's a joke. Whatever. I think he got sued or whatever. So pure speculation there. But the thing is, like, we come in here and we just do a genuine original show. And how are they supposed to compete with that? There's my producer, I have to have them tell me what
that wasn't right wing enough.
That's right.
Go back and give me some better slop.
Yeah, like how are you actually supposed to find like the actual core of the identity of what you want to present to the audience if someone else is telling you what to think, what to present, and what to do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
You can't do it, right?
It's impossible.
Now, we also do, what is this Israel countdown clock? Like them sitting around like it was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I remember that. Okay, can we play clip number 3? I wasn't expecting this, but I guess this is where we're at in today's society. Let's go ahead and play clip number 3 here.
Okay, and we don't need audio on it. It's fine. It's just them gibber jabbering, and I don't speak the language. I don't understand
Arabic or Hebrew. I didn't even see Trump's face in the corner there.
Yeah, but look, like they're like, well, like we're just waiting for the bombs to fly. We're just hanging out, and like we're not enjoying this. Okay, we want this all to stop. Everyone that takes some sort of sick pleasure in this, I'm a civilian. I'm a news person. I'm not involved. You are involved. Like if you're sitting in that studio, you're engaged in warfare because you're manufacturing consent.
Yeah, you are manufacturing consent. I also yesterday I was like, for the people who love this war so much, because I saw some people really pushing hard.
Oh,
like, Trump, do it. Hit the infrastructure. Send them to the Stone Age. I want to see women and children crying. I want it all. And I'm like, here's a sign up for the military. We're kind of short on personnel.
Yeah, I retweeted that. Go. I like that.
I was like, here's the link. Go sign up for the military because they need more personnel. If you love this war so much, go and join it.
Yeah, and like that's totally fair to say.
And it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors, man.
Right.
That's why I have to take a break from X sometimes, because it's just keyboard warriors just like... And it's like, come on, man. Do you even have a real position here? Do you have something that you stand on that's like your own ideology where you at least just question something just an ounce?
It's actually scary how much people don't care and how much people think it's actually just funny. And this is all like a big ha-ha joke. And not to talk about it every day, but the discussion we had on stream with Jeremy, like it's not funny and cool anymore to be like, oh, well, it's just things are going to get worse. This is just how things happen. No, like it's sick. It's sickness.
And the Israel TV, it called it civilization collapse. That was the name there.
That's nice. Another word for that's genocide. You know, genocide's wiping out a civilization or a people or making them unrecognizable. That's quite fun, right? And then the big own is that we didn't do it. And this is a big win. Like it is. Like it is a white pill. The ceasefire has happened or appears to have happened. But we can't, these people are like, if I go around and I kill 10 people and then, you know, I take a break for doing it for 6 months, I'm suddenly now like I can become, you know, the mayor of the city, the principal of the school, you know, the president of the U.S. That's not how it works. Like, you did the crime.
You did the crime.
Right. So like, this has to be addressed. And even if the crime is just the spending of money, they were spending $11,500 a second.
A second.
You hear about this?
Well, we can't afford health care, man. We can't afford no child care, you know?
Can we look up how many seconds are in the time period of the of the last just 2 weeks? We'll just say last 2 weeks. How many seconds are there in 2 weeks?
Oh, you're just doing multiplier there?
Yeah, and I'm Grug no do good math, Grug brain no work, so definitely going to need a little bit of help from the crew there. But you think about it, they're telling us that we can't solve the homeless veteran issue. Okay, I think there's like 35,000 homeless veterans.
Yeah.
You can't give all of them 11 grand. You see what I'm saying?
You could.
And that's literally a drop in the bucket. That's just the money that they spent initially. They're already trying to get, and they're still trying to pass this through, because keep in mind, Trump says the wars of the future, another $200 billion for the military, plus the $1.5 trillion new budget next year.
Yeah, and that expanded our defense.
Yeah.
But then we're building the Golden Dome here, like expecting China to launch missiles at the United States.
The Golden Dome is what Trump gives Netanyahu.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's what Trump gives Netanyahu, that Golden Dome, okay?
To test it out, but it costs.
And here's the figure for you. We could have given 1,210,000 people 11 grand, over 11 grand. Okay, we could have given over 1 million people that money. We could have ended homeless veterans 30, 40, 50 times over.
Yep.
But instead of doing that, and they can do that at any point going forward in the future, they can just make that decision. Oh, the inflation, oh, we'll never agree. BS. Okay, literally, Trump farted out $50 billion.
Trump, it needs to go to the states. The states need to handle
it. It's actually a very complicated issue, and this needs rigorous debate. We need to make sure the funds are allocated in the correct way. Shut up, retard. Just give all the veterans 11 grand. Because if you can do the damn war, you can give them the money, right? Like, this is proven.
Why do you think Doge didn't work out? Because it dipped into somebody who was making money.
Ooh, okay.
And you messed up their cash flow.
Right.
And so they don't get to fly around in the fancy jets anymore if you start giving veterans all that
money.
Well,
the thing is, they still get to fly around in the fancy jet, Tim. They don't want anybody else to have a good quality of life. But we want you to have a good quality of life. We want you to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we've always talked about here on the network. I want to tell you guys right now, we got a sale, methylene blue tincture sale, 72% off subscription to $16.79 a month when you subscribe and save. Here's the thing. If you're taking methylene blue, a lot of the callers that call in say, I stopped taking it for a month, like 3 months, for 6 months, I want to start taking it again. Just subscribe and save so you won't forget. 72% off when you get the subscription, locked in for life as long as you stay subscribed. This deal will not last long, and I just want to remind you, we got the new InfoWars cooler bundle. That's $99.99, regular $145.99. You're saving $46, 31% off. VIP members pay $79.99. Get the InfoWars Ultimate Portable Cooler and a bunch of treats and goodies inside as well. And we still got the rolling sale. See y'all next segment.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigly, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top of the line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife. It's badass. America First t-shirt, MK Ultra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish CMOS capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigly Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass, and it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.